we have been pushing, first of all, for a new constitution that can allow for smooth transfer of power from the incumbent president in case of death like this one. And we have been advocating for a clause that should be running mate for the vice president, which is not the case in the current constitution. What we know is that Mr. Lungu, who was acting president then, handed over power to the vice president. Both of them were using, people who are claiming to say it is a coup d'etat, are using different parts of the constitution. Like government has used Article 38, and others are using Article 39, both of which require a court interpretation. That's why I think the court becomes the right place for the interpretation.
Is there confusion among the Zambian population concerning this defense and counter-defense about what happened if there were an alleged constitutional coup or not following the death of President Sata?
I think the situation in the country is normal, it's sober, everyone is going about business in a normal way. And I think there isn't so much of that kind of tension amongst the citizens of Zambia. We are all just waiting for the by-elections. Otherwise, the situation seems to be normal.
Yeah, but is this the right timing for a court case to investigate whether the transfer of power was legitimate or not, especially when you have less than 90 days for a fresh presidential poll to be organized by the Electoral Commission?
Citizens have right to review the judicial access, and I think they have a right to understand what is happening. Now, as citizens, responsible citizens, we should be focusing on is the how do we undertake the presidential by-election? Are they going to be legitimate? Are they going to be transparent? And are we going to have a president elected through a well democratic process? I think that is what should concern us now.
Do you think a ruling by the court will change the political landscape in Zambia?
Let me say yes and no. No, in the sense that we have a president who is not eligible to stand as a president, a vice president who is now acting. So in that case, we expect to have a more legitimate election, a more democratic election.